At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Indeed, let's get to it. The Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey on our program today. Gordon Ford will come up with us. We'll also have Ben Garrett. We're going to have roster construction of all kinds as the email came in or text messages came in from Yancey today. That's what we're going to do on today's program. Hello, gentlemen.
How you doing?
As we said moments ago, breathing, everybody. We're here. We're in the studio, and we're ready to talk Ole Miss athletics, SEC stuff, a little bit of everything along the way.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time over the last few days watching the Supers, just trying to get any kind of, you know, trends with these teams of roster construction. And the three things that I saw that each team had, they had a really good defensive catcher, shortstop, and a middle reliever that could really shut it down for three, four, five innings. But I saw some middle relievers getting up to 70, 80 pitches. And that seemed like they're – and then, obviously, every team, it seemed like, including that Clemson center fielder, had just a superstar stud that nobody could face. I don't know if anybody saw that that catch he made there. It was – probably most remarkable. It was better than Willie
Mays. Believe he is having surgery. He tore something. Like he's
did
tore
he really?
His shoulder or something. Yes, he's having to have surgery.
He caught it like a football.
Yeah.
But he also hit a home run there to tie it, a three-run home run. They were down three. And everybody has that superstar, you know, that nobody, no pitcher can get out. And so that's what they got to go get. You know, we heard McDonald talk about, they needed to improve at catcher. Clement, at catcher, shortstop, those two, and go get a pitcher or two, Chucky. And then he said we need a big bat or two to add to the lineup. So that kind of seems to kind of go in line with what I saw in the Supers.
It's kind of sad we don't have any of them. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I mean, those are four big pieces that they're going to have to go get. I mean, you know. It's
well, and at the back end of the show in the Ole Miss and SEC news, I mean, it's basically in Omaha, the SEC-ACC challenge.
Yeah,
the winner
yeah.
of NC State and Georgia,
there's four, already four, five,
it would be four, it's either going to be 4-4 or 5-3 SEC.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the atmosphere, what made it so much fun the last two, but especially this last one. You know, the World Series Ole Miss was that everybody's from all parts of the country. You know, you had fans from the West Coast. You had fans from the Southwest, Southeast, Northeast. It was, you know, a representation of everybody. Two conferences, I don't know. We'll see. And who's going to win it is, you know, that's going to be – everybody's got
starting
holes.
Pitching. Yeah. Starting pitching.
Yeah, but everybody's got holes even in that.
We've got your text messages that we will get into. Baseball expansion and high school signees are two of the things that have popped up in the text message line.
Yeah.
We open the show and brought to you by First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience in rural communities and agriculture. They'll help you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. And now Yancey's five things. Outback Steakhouse, our partner Steve Grantham, has nine locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, congrats goes to world-class sprint, short sprinter Mackenzie Long from Ole Miss. She won 3 national championships over the weekend in the 100, 200, and 4x100. She is only the 5th player in track history to win the Triple Crown. Guys, that could probably go down as the greatest Ole Miss feat in the history of Ole Miss, in my opinion. Thought number 2, this is non-Ole Miss related, but did anyone watch Game 2 of the Tennessee-Evansville Supers? The umpire, who goes by the name of Chris Caskey, called 13 balls that were strikes in the 9th inning. 6 were called balls on strike 2 with 4 different batters. Chris is either one of 2 things: the most incompetent ump these eyes have ever laid eyes on, or had a personal interest in Tennessee. Neither are good or should be acceptable by the NCAA. Thought number 3, while Keith Carter's decision to shove the baseball expansion was popular amongst a lot of Ole Miss fans, I just think this sets the wrong precedents. We saw it happen when they shoved the football remodel. Let's not lay out these beautiful plans for alumni to give and support and then take it away. You don't go public with fundraisers unless you are 100% committed in seeing it through. Thought number 4, I keep hearing the name Jamarius Brown as one of the more likely players to make a name for themselves this season for the Ole Miss football program. Brown is a redshirt freshman defensive tackle out of Moss Point, Mississippi. And thought number 5, the Ole Miss football recruiting class currently sits at number 16 in for the class of 2025. This is the highest ranking at this point in the Kiffin era. The Rebels are losing a ton of players in the 2-deep this season. It's imperative they capitalize on the recent success with the star-studded class.
Well, as we've been going, 3 text messages that have said, happy birthday, Yancey.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget that one.
Hey.
I finally got out of my 40s, Chucky. I'm joking.
Yeah, right. into your 60s.
Well, happy birthday, good sir.
Yes,
good,
sir.
Happy birthday, yeah, buddy.
We'll continue with our program. Gordon Ford joins us on the other side.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know: Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
You know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
.426-1093. If you want to get your text message into the program, you can. We'll get to those text messages. Maybe an injury report coming up in the next segment. We've got Ben Garrett from the Ole Miss Spirit coming up before it is done. But Gordon Ford makes a return appearance, and we'll say hello to Gateway Tire, too. They've been serving us since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Hello, G.
What's all up, man?
G-Man, you know, we were talking a little bit on the phone earlier. Ole Miss had 6 players leave the program, all out of the 2023 class, Beard's first year there. And then they brought in 6 players. It's funny, we were just going through it. Ole Miss signed 9 players last year, Beard's first class, 6 transferred out, 2 graduated, and 1 was left over in Juju. What do you think about that kind of turnover?
Well, first of all, I think they're replacing them with better players. You had 2 7-footers that couldn't get 2 rebounds, and some of these guys that they're bringing in right now are all rebounders. And, I mean, from Malik Dia to Mikael Brown-Jones, they all can rebound. And, you know, I think that's what they needed. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that they haven't got a really big center that they got in the transfer portal.
I'm with you there. Chuck, you were an advocate all season about the centers not scoring, about the lack of rebounds. How do you feel like they've addressed that?
Well, like Gordon said, I think they've got some wide bodies in there. I'm just anxious to see how far advanced John Bowl is, the 7-footer freshman. I know he's skinny as he can be, but you know, that doesn't mean he can't rebound. So that may be the missing link you're talking about, Gordon, is get from a center position is the freshman.
But also
he could help immediately, you know. I mean, everybody's discarding him because he's young, but, I mean, you can't teach 7-1.
And Gee,
last year, and they couldn't rebound to save their life.
You know, they were able – I'm sorry, Gee.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're going in and out. I was talking about the scoring aspect there with Matthew Morrell. Chuck had made a good point the other week when he announced he was staying that the onus isn't going to be so much on his back to get the ball in the bucket, that they've got other players who can score. Signed 4 guys that averaged over 16 points last year, 4 guys that were top 60 rated in the country. Last year they only signed 1 of those players in the top 50 or 60 players out of the portal. So obviously the quality is much better, and as you said, they've replaced players with better players.
Oh, yeah, especially Shane Padilla. I mean, he averaged 16.8 points per game for Virginia Tech, who, you know, he was in the NBA draft and pulled out. I mean, I've had people in Nashville watch him play, and he played at Belmont, who's in the Missouri Valley Conference, which is a very good conference. You know, he averaged 17 points and about 8. Malik Brown-Jones, I mean, he averaged 8 and another 9 rebounds for UNC Greensboro. And then you've got this kid Brown who was from
Brown-Jones.
Sam Houston State, who, you know, he averaged 16 points a game. So, and, of course, Trey Davis, who, you know, they won the NIT, who they beat at Seton Hall. They beat a very good Indiana State team, 79-77, and he was a major player and played in the Big East. So it's evident he can play too.
I like it that Chucky, too, and Gary, they've got 2 guys at center that can go out and shoot the 3. I mean, one of them shot 40%. Speaking of Malik Dia from Belmont and Mikael Brown-Jones, shot 36%, which is no small feat in itself. I think that versatility, Chucky, to go out and really spread the court and have your centers hit 3s. I mean, we were just begging for 6-7 points last year from a center. So I think that's going to bring a lot of element to the game.
Well, just the fact that Gordon, like what Gordon was going over, all those double-digit scores coming in here, it takes the pressure off everybody. It takes the pressure off Morrell. Takes the pressure off Juju. It takes the pressure off
Brakefield.
Yeah, Brakefield. They can relax now. They don't have to have 24 points for Ole Miss to win. You know, Morrell averaged 16, 17 points a game last year. And at times I thought he was just under a little too much pressure to keep scoring.
My question is you know, you had also hinted, Chuck, that maybe Juju and Brakefield might not even be one of the starting five in the lineup. How would, if their role is coming off the bench and given those valuable minutes there, obviously I guess they've already, you know, they're going to do what it takes for the team to win by staying here at Ole Miss.
Well, there's plenty of minutes. I think there's plenty of minutes for seven or eight guys. I think Beard showed last year that he's liberal with his substitution patterns. And I don't know that starting is that big a deal in his system. I mean, obviously kids want to say they're starters, but I don't know that it's that important. I think Beard was very good last year of going with the hot hand. So, you know, let's just say Brakefield comes off the bench as a sixth man. And he's got a hot hand. He's not coming out.
What I love.
Well, one
too,
of the I'm sorry. Things is that I think is that adding Shane Padilla.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's a point guard. So, you know, that's what they needed last year. They needed a point guard, someone who could score inside. It seems like they've got it. I'm having seven footers, but they've got guys who are 6'9", 6'8.5" that can get in there, rebound, and score. And I think especially getting him, and that's going to help them tremendously.
And what I like about Padilla is that you need someone at the end of the game that can hit that back big shot. And he's a closer. He's won or tied the game on the last shot of the game 24 times in his career. That's not by coincidence. That is a trend. So the guy loves to take that last second shot and makes a lot of them. And I thought that was missing last year as well. And I think that's a big addition, Chuck.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
He's got perfect fit written all over him for this team, for this system, I think. And I think it's going to help Juju maybe to play some two guards.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. That'd be really dangerous offensively. Although you would be kind of getting small, right, if you're doing that.
You can go small. You can
maybe,
go big.
Maybe go big on the other three positions. Yeah. It gives them flexibility at the minimum. So, G, you know, in your opinion, a lot of the people, the preseason, the way too early preseason, top 25 teams are coming out. Ole Miss is on the majority of them. I even see Jerry, you know, Palmer, he even put them winning two games in the NCAA next year. What do you think about all the expectations with this? Is that just because they've got one of the top 10 portal classes? Or I think also the return, you know, you get Juju and Brakefield and Matthew Morrell back, TJ Caldwell. You got some important pieces returning with those guys as well.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you think about it. TJ Caldwell was a highly recruited player, and he just played good for Ole Miss. I mean, he's kind of a grab-it-shoot-it guy, but he makes shots. And, you know, you got the rest of the guy. You got Morrell returning. You know, you got some inside players. Malika Dia, you know, a lot of people think very highly of him. And you got people who can score and can play. And about other guys coming off the bench, you know, I think there's going, like Chuck said, there's going to be a lot of minutes for everybody. And I think it's a good problem to have depth. And that's why they're in the top 25.
Well, we got to have those wide bodies inside.
Yeah.
I thought that's what beat us down last year in several games.
They just picked up Javon Benson a couple weeks ago, Chucky. He's 6'8.5", 258. That's what he was coming out of high school. I don't know what his size is now.
He is now.
But that wide body guy, I thought that was the perfect mold. That, and he's known for his rebounding, right?
Yeah.
So Beard knows what's going on, too. He knows better than all of us.
Yeah, and I think he's filled in the blanks real admirably. And I also got to tip your cap to the Grove Collective which means the Ole Miss fan base for making the resources available for Beard to go out and buy this quality of team.
Great point.
I mean, let's be honest. No need being shy about saying it. these teams are bought now. So yeah. It looks like we bought a good one.
Oh, yeah. No, there is no love of the game, is it?
Yeah, they said UConn's team last year cost over $12 million. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the coach stayed and didn't go to the Lakers, right? Yep. So there's money out there. All right, Gordon, buddy, we're against the break. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, G.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on. Bye-bye.
Text messages come up next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, we're rolling on this Monday, June 10th, another Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, 426-1093. A lot of basketball discussion, too. We got the baseball topics I want to get into. One was asking about the shooter that they signed out of the NBA, like Brazilian Academy or whatever. He's enrolled, Eduardo Klofke. I don't know much about him, except Xavier and Creighton were in on that mix, too. So, you know, probably outside good shooter that will add to that mix for those that were asking there.
I'm a fan of these international players. I've seen too many of them come over here and do really well, not only in college ranks, but in the NBA. They've got great fundamentals. They normally are tremendous shooters. We'll see what kind of athlete he is, because he's going to be going against better athletes,
no doubt,
now for sure.
Yep. Yancey, you touched on this in your five things, but the question is, when will they pick back up on baseball expansion, if you want to go back into that discussion?
That'll be a Chuck question.
I have no clue.
I don't either. I do know, you know, I was critical of the decision to shelve it, but it did come in the bid. The lowest bid was $5 to $8 million more than what they had budgeted for. And I think that kind of started. But I think the overtone of the alumni base not wanting it done, I think a lot of that was done, Chuck, just because they don't like Bianco and they don't want anything else to help him. But the stadium's the stadium. And, you know, and then the last thing was it's like $30 million for 450 seats, right? That was the big outcry. And that does sound outrageous, but it wasn't just 450 seats. For the club, that was additional seats that it was adding.
That was the premium seating, wasn't
yes.
it? The 450.
Well,
I'd rather see Ole Miss put $8 or $10 million in the outfield, the left,
no doubt,
and the right field, and make it better seating for the students, for the people that like to cook out in left field. Let's fix that up. I just don't see the need for what they're talking about. I mean, somebody could convince me, I'm sure, but I'm not convinced yet. I can say that.
Yeah, well, that was where a lot of the money was going to come from, was from the premium seating that was going to pay for the outfield. That was
right,
the original.
I get that.
But it's been fluid. You know, they were doing all kind of things. Gary, on the first, I don't know what you called, when they showed it to the public and the fundraiser, I forgot the name of the campaign now. You know, they were doing new roof. They were doing all kind of stuff to the stadium. And then they scaled it down to the right field, the club, and then that was going to pay for the outfielding. I don't know what they have going forward. There will be something done. A lot of people given to that campaign for baseball strictly. I mean, you can't just keep coming back to alumni and say, well, we really are going to do this expansion now. I mean, that'll fall on deaf ears. So they got to do something about that.
Then the question was, how many freshmen do you think are going to be signed for baseball? Of course, you've got the commitment list.
They've got 17.
17, right?
Yeah, they got 17, which is a small class. You know, the 21, 22, 23 is a lot of, you know, 12 is really small. So, you know, I don't know now what the portal. It sounded like Clement, I wish we could talk to him, you know, when he was doing that. And we'll ask Ben later when he comes on the show. But he said, you know, still the core of their team has to be built to the high school ranks, that the great programs – that the majority of their players are still players they develop, not coming from the portal. And they didn't like having to rely on the portal as much as they did last year. So, I'm hearing that there's a possibility all 17 could end up on campus. I think that 16 would – I think 16 would be more of a legitimate – yes. Slade Caldwell, the center fielder out of Arkansas – no matter what he's saying to his friends and his peers, and I know he's telling everybody he's coming to Ole Miss, that money's going to be hard to turn down. But they could get 15, I think, would be a safe number. So, Chuck, I don't know who all's leaving. That's a total number from the graduates in the portals. But what do you think?
I absolutely got to have freshmen. And the good thing about baseball is a lot of freshmen can contribute. I mean, we're seeing that in these super regionals. Baseball's not a sport that you have to, you know, put on 30 pounds or whatever like you do in football.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the skill level of freshmen now coming into baseball programs, they've played travel ball since they were 5 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't have any qualms, any reservations at all. If 15 of those show up here and four of them are good enough to be starters, put them out there.
I'm with you. I mean, you don't want to do the same what they did last year, so give them a chance. But we all know that, you know, Bianco's likely coaching for his job next season too, so we'll see how much that plays a role wanting getting experienced, proven players on a do or die season.
Well, a lot of questions about the makeup of the coaching staff with the new pitching coach coming in as to how that would change in any regard.
Well, I mean, if what Mike told me, Bianco told me, he wants to get rid of that responsibility. So when he hires a pitching coach, he's going to be a true pitching coach. I don't think there's any Mike Bianco. I've known Mike Bianco for nearly a quarter of a century, and he has never lied to me. And he says, despite some of our fans saying, I'll believe it when I see it, he tells me that he has got to turn over the pitching responsibility to the pitching coach, and that means calling pitches and working the pitchers, the whole works. So I think it's going to be done.
And then the last one is about the Moffitt kid from LSU transferring. You're hearing anything in regards to a connection to Ole Miss or any news about that at all?
I don't know.
I'd have to know his first name.
Yeah, that's all it says. Apparently someone from Taylorsville, not sure if he's kin to Timmy Moffitt, just trying to connect the dots with that text message that was sent in.
I don't know.
We'll try to ask Ben later.
We'll take a peek at that and come back with that. We'll do some injuries as well by the end of this. So hang on, friends. Text message is brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or
or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, before we get in, any quick injury stuff with Oxford Orthopedics, any injury things that you guys know about we need to speak of?
I talked to Ulysses Bentley this morning, did a little short interview with him, and he said his turf toe that he got injured in the bowl game that he had off-season surgery is 100%, and he's back running full speed and got clocked the other day at 20 miles an hour.
Dadgum.
All right. Ben Garrett, are you on the phone line, and how are your toes, and can you run 20 miles per hour?
I can run about a mile and a half, but on this day in 1692 was the first Salem witch hanging, but also on June 10th. One Yancey Porter was brought into this world. So I'm not doing anything else before I say, hey, Yancey, man, my old friend, happy birthday.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Was that 1692 also?
I think 1892.
Yeah, you're looking about 1692. You know, I mean, you're feeling a little rough lately, I can tell.
Yeah, that's a lot of miles underneath this hood.
Now I know why all those cookies and brownies were back there, and you were eating all those cookies and brownies earlier.
He's not pregnant, guys. He's just eating good. What's up?
He doesn't have a six-pack. He's got a keg.
Yes, he does. And that keg is filled with, most likely, a lot of beer.
It starts in my face. Yeah. And then it goes down. Everybody else is in their gut and their booty.
Hey,
like,
this is
give me
better
some
than
of
what I told you I was going to do, Yancey. I told you I was going to sing to you. So, you know, this is better.
No. You know.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yancey was real cute when he had one chin.
I'm telling you, the
See,
first
y'all
5 pounds goes right to my
face. Thinking y'all
were
going to talk about Ole Miss sports, and a roast broke out. This is great.
I know it.
So we've got a bunch of questions that we don't think you can answer.
Okay.
That have been asked to us. What kind of names are you hearing in the baseball portal world as far as our opportunity? I saw our recruiting guy Zach Berry had a little short list today. You vouch for that accuracy?
Well, a lot of those names came from my story, I would hope, because I posted on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and said it on three. A story today, Ole Miss Baseball will be hosting three visitors this week and one pitching coach candidate. I don't have names exactly for you, but that is happening. I think they're going to move pretty quickly on the pitching coach stuff within the next week or two. I think that's winding down. They're down to like two or three dudes, is from my understanding. As far as the portal, a few names I've heard. LSU lefty got in today that they have some interest in. Also, a catcher from Wofford, a Samford pitcher, Friday night guy. Actually, it's Jackson Ross's younger brother who was the Friday night guy at Samford, and he just had a record-breaking year, went 13-0, pitched to a 3.77 ERA. So they're definitely active, and I think you're going to start to see some real movement on all of those fronts this week, and possibly having a couple of big names or big things happen as far as like a pitching coach is hired and or a commitment or two. I think this is a big week for Ole Miss baseball.
All right,
Ben, let me ask you.
Georgia
a question.
Just hit a 2-run homer to take a 2-0 lead,
and they're sure did.
Super regional. That means if they win, that'll be five SEC teams in the World Series.
Ben,
that's so much worse. Why did you tell me that? Why did you it's painful. Ole Miss won a national title 2 summers ago. Here we are 2 years ago, 2 years later, back-to-back, no postseason. And it's funny, I was talking to someone about this recently. Like, I have no beef with Mike. I'm just saying, like, all he had to do was not completely crap the bed, and everything would have been good. But back-to-back, no postseasons, and finishing below 500 is just tough. And fortunately, you can tell that they understand the urgency of what they need to get done this offseason. I don't know if it's going to change anything, but – I do think there are some positive things happening, including some returning guys that, honestly, I was concerned about. Guys that might get in, would have gotten in, definitely would have gotten in if Mike had left, including Andrew Fisher. Having those guys back and compounded upon that, the talent they're going to bring in and the pitching coach, it gives you a little bit more optimism. But still, man, when you see these games playing right now, it's just brutal. It's brutal.
It is brutal. Ben, I'm listening to your podcast with Clement. Is a great podcast, by the way. And one of the interesting things that he said on your show to me that really perked my ears is that, they still believe heavily in the high school ranks, that most mm-hmm. of the elite teams, that's where their players are coming from, guys that they developed, sprinkled in with some portal guys. And they didn't like relying on the portal as much as they did last year. So what do you think happens this year with those thoughts in mind?
Well, they're going to need some draft luck with I think one guy, you probably know better than me, Yancey, Slade, yep. something or other.
Caldwell.
Yeah, yep. Slade Caldwell. He's going to get drafted. But other yep. than that, I think they're going to get some pretty good luck in the draft. But I think you make a really good point, because it's something that's been raised to me by Ole Miss baseball coaches and players alike. I mean, I think one thing that really hurt Ole Miss, and Ole Miss wasn't unique in this way, but they didn't handle it well, was COVID really screwed up evaluations, the scouting evaluation community. You didn't get to see, like, guys didn't get to put eyeballs on the Grayson Sonyes and JT Quinns. You just got their measurables. And both of those guys, not knocking them specifically, but they were highly ranked guys, but you didn't really get to put eyeballs on them. All you could see was that they were made to pitching lab. So those guys have struggled, for a number of reasons, mostly because they're just trying to, mentally, they're getting hit around a little bit. It's like TJ McCants at Ole Miss. He's had a great year at Alabama this year, but maybe he's up and down at Ole Miss. What you're seeing is that they've really struggled with high school development. And in order for them to really get out of this, they're going to have to get that luck that I think they're going to have in the draft, and also have guys step in year two, like a Campbell Smithwick, and get back on it, having those 2-3-4 year run guys that they just haven't had. The over-reliance on the portal and missing because of the scouting and evaluation just going to crap in COVID really hurt Ole Miss more than most schools, just because they didn't handle it well. But I think your point is valid and a good one. Like, they have to get back. What made Ole Miss baseball elite for the last 24 years or 23 years for these last two, for Mike Bianco, was he always recruited top 10 classes. And those top 10 classes, for the most part, got on campus. And when they got on campus, they performed. And you're just not seeing that kind of return on high school players like we're used to. So I think that's one of the biggest things, that they're refocusing their energy on players that they really value and trust their own evaluations. And they know that they got to get it done this year, because let's be honest, I think everyone and their mother knows that next year, if they don't get it right, it's probably it for them. So yeah, it's a fascinating off season for Ole Miss baseball, and the high school component is one of the most important parts of it.
One of those key high school players is a shortstop out of New York. Unbelievable player. His asking price, I've heard going around, is $3.5 to $3.8 million. So he went from top 10, 15 preseason. Now he's down in the mid-second round, I think, because of that asking price. He would save Ole Miss a ton of money if he showed up. And then if you had a Hunter Elliott or Revis come back, that's more money you save. Those are big pieces because we all know that the NIL pie is not the biggest. And it's not competitive like basketball and football. So they really – I mean, there's – you know, this draft coming up with these players is going to be a direct contributor on how much NIL money they have for their portal class. I mean, this draft is huge.
Well, absolutely. And I think one of the things that – because what you're seeing it happen a lot now, and with baseball it's even more so because it's easy to go, okay, well, Ole Miss struggled last year. Just go spend it on the top 10 guys in the portal to our lineup. But you're seeing that, like, baseball isn't getting the same kind of return. Lower-level players, a Trey Harris, for example, he was a quarterback in high school, didn't switch to wide receiver until senior year. Goes to Louisiana Tech, where he still learned to be a wide receiver, becomes – what he is now, transfers to Ole Miss. Trayson Hughes, similar kind of profile. You look at the numbers at Mercer, but then those traits don't translate because lower-level players coming up in transfer portal, or at least in baseball it's shown so far, it's a lot more volatile than in football. It's a lot more volatile than in basketball. So you have to be able to – your foundation, where it all starts, is with your high school players. And for Ole Miss, that absolutely has to do with draft luck. But unfortunately – you're absolutely right. The shortstop they got coming in from New Jersey, they love this kid. They think he's going to be a superstar. But it only takes one team now to meet his number.
Yep.
And that's the one thing I want to warn people.
And that number can go down, too.
Yeah, that number can go down. Or,
we all saw that with Cooper Pratt last year.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Pratt was on campus. We've seen this many times with him. Cooper Pratt was on campus. I think Anthony was on campus. And then those
the pitcher.
Two organizations come in. I mean, mostly the Red Sox. It's got the Red Sox. So.
Yep.
But anyway, you're making a good point here. It's like for Ole Miss, it wasn't just one thing. It wasn't just, hey, all right, over reliance on transfers, high school stuff. Ole Miss just has not been operating at full capacity and as a high level program that it's always been over the last 2 years for a number of missteps. And I think one of the things that was important, it's not just putting a Band-Aid, you know, on a fatal wound here. Mike needed to hire a pitching coach. It's unfortunate that it got to year 24. And, you know, him about to lose his job. I mean, he had to get a pitching coach. But, like, I'm really intrigued to see how Mike handles that because if he can't adapt in that way, as he's shown he can adapt with the transfer portal, as he's shown he can adapt in certain ways, and they do have success, it could open up a whole new – I mean, that's the best thing Ole Miss could get with Mike Bianco to just turn things around and be good next year because baseball is costing a lot of money and they're not getting a lot of return on it. So they just need him to start winning games. The pitching coach stuff is important. The transfers too, and the high school prospect that got coming in. But it's definitely been one of those where it's like it's not just one hole in the dam, right? And I think we've all been trying to say, well, this is it, this is it. No, this program it needed a full on reset and hard evaluation. And part of that, and I'm glad they did it, was the pitching coach stuff. And I think Mike understands the urgency in which he has to operate this offseason in order to get it done.
As you've been going through that, there have been a couple of text messages been asking about the rest of the staff. With the pitching coach coming in, how do things change for Clem? Lafferty, is it Coach Cleary? What has to happen for that pitching coach coming in?
Well, Coach Cleary, I think, goes into an off-the-field role. Clem would still be the hitting coach. That doesn't really affect him any. Laff is the pitching coach, but he's never really been truly the pitching coach. You never had a pitching coach at Ole Miss. What you've had is three catchers in one the head coach that calls the pitches in the games. That's what it is. And all of them like kind of chime in and help out and stuff like that. This is a true on pitching coach who will take on all pitching duties, including with Mike, who for 24 years called pitches in game. That will now fall to the pitching coach, is my understanding. Mike will become a manager. He will stand in the dugout. He will hopefully get out there and kick dirt on umpire shoes when they make bad calls, you know. But when it comes to going and making the changes, he'll send out his pitching coach. So it's crazy that we're talking about this like it's some novel concept when like everybody in baseball across all levels has been doing this, you know, since the dawn of time. But I'm glad to see Mike is taking this step and he understands that he has to take this step and he's taking it seriously. He's interviewed some really impressive, like resume-wise candidates for the job, but he has to get it right. And if he does, and that really kind of patches the hole. That's the perfect scenario for Ole Miss, because Mike Bianco winning and getting those construction projects back on track, all of that is far better for the penny-pinching Ole Miss Rebels right now than having to do a full-on coaching search, and that's why Mike's still here. But, again, I can't say enough positive things about so far what they're trying to get done. You can see the vision, and it makes sense. Now, whether it bears fruit remains to be seen, but at least I can see what they're going for. And it's exciting, because I do think they're not a complete rebuild. They do have some talent coming back. Andrew Fisher is a next level player. Luke Hill had a really, really good year after he moved to second base. There are things you can point to and say there's some real upside to this team, but the offseason just has to be, it has to be better than a passing grade. It has to be an A. You have to be on the honor roll. And I think right now, until there's some movement, we just got to say, well, they're sitting at incomplete.
All right. So last question, Ben, and we've got about a minute for a break. Give us your impression of what Chris Beard's done with the basketball, men's basketball construction of the roster.
They are going to be in the Sweet 16, matching the greatest achievement in Ole Miss basketball history next year. Okay, now that is based on nothing but I get really hyped about Ole Miss basketball every offseason. Everybody knows it.
Says
I love
son.
Ole Miss basketball. And but here's the difference. This roster is, without a doubt, as far as accomplishment and on-paper productivity, the most accomplished basketball roster ever constructed by Ole Miss. Now, does that lead to an NCAA tournament appearance? I don't know. I'm done predicting that. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does. Like, yes, it does. I'm calling it.
Okay, fine. Then, Yancey, it's your birthday.
My name's on it.
It's your birthday, boy.
They will be
in
the tournament.
I'm going to lay it down. Yes. They're going to the Sweet 16, Charles. They're going to the Sweet 16. You could pick any number of the guys they've added. Malik from Belmont, or the kid from Florida Gulf Coast. There's a number of guys that they've signed, all of which you could have said would have been the best signee last portal. And last portal, Jamarian Sharp was a top five guy. Jamarian had no offensive game, and he ended up being pretty bad defensively too because he couldn't bang down there. But these guys were, you got an NBA player, a kid who led his team in the ACC in scoring, another that led his team in scored in rebounding. This is an impressive job by Chris Beard and company. And now that he's locked in and the Arkansas flirtation happened, I think you're going to see what you saw with Lane Kiffin in year two. He's here now. He's locked in. He knows what he wants. He knows what he's going for. And I think they could have a real breakout year next year. I really do.
Thank you, brother.
I agree. 100.
See you.
Thank you, Ben.
We talk about the Farese Group, our partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise with retirees to invest and distribute the savings. They have offices in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, 1-877-327-3735.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South Estate Jewelry and Diamond Solitaire leader. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Our Chuck will get deeper into this and the good, bad, and ugly, but the Ole Miss women track and field team, men did as well, had a tremendous outing in the national championships. The women's team finished fifth in the country, the highest in history. The men finished 20th. Akilah Lewis, Mackenzie Long, Gabrielle Matthews, and Janiyah Bowers won the 4x100 title. Mackenzie then went on to win the 100 and 200 meter races. And Tariq Robinson O'Hagan won the men's shot put national championship. Not bad for the
good
track
stuff.
And field
good
people.
Stuff.
Really is.
And then the SEC news, it's college baseball, as we mentioned. You know, Tennessee, Florida, Texas A&M, all in Omaha with Florida State, North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, and NC State are playing tied at two, top of the third.
Don't forget Kentucky.
Kentucky is it? That's correct. Kentucky is in there as well. And it looks like South Carolina's hiring former LSU coach Paul Maneri to take over.
What was Maneri last year?
He was just out.
He was just out. He's been out for 2 years or three.
Yeah.
Jay's third. It's his third year. Yeah, so he's been out 3 years.
So it looks like that will be who replaces Mark Kingston in Columbia, South Carolina.
Interesting.
All right, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment is brought to you by the Grove Collective to help those NIL opportunities. Yancey.
Yeah, Ole Miss hosted about 10 prospects this weekend. We'll highlight some of the top-rated ones. Elijah Melendez out of Kissimmee, Florida. He's the number 111 overall ranked player. Linebacker, Chucky. Ole Miss continues to need to get those linebackers in here. He's committed to Miami, but I've been told by multiple people inside the program he's on flip watch. Macaulay School, high school, four-star, 6'2 cornerback. They like the longer cornerback, Chucky. Is Carson Lawrence. He officially visited over the weekend. The Knoxville native is currently committed to Vandy, but you know, it's any commitment for Vandy, that's not official. Four-star slot receiver Winston Watkins out of Fort Myers, Florida, visited over the weekend. A lot of similarities to Elijah Moore, both kind of same size, very quick. Ole Miss is selling him on that fact right there. He's the number 125 overall ranked player. Somebody to keep a name, ears on that name, because I think you could see him catching a lot of passes for Ole Miss for the next 3 to 4 years. Winston Watkins, four-star safety, Jalen Morgan out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He visited over the weekend. He's the 250 overall rated player. Four-star offensive tackle, Mario Nash out of Kemper County, Mississippi, visited. He took his official this weekend, 6'7", 275, committed to LSU, but Ole Miss is right there in the thick of it. Another four-star offensive tackle. Chuck, how many offensive linemen they lose this year? Like nine?
Yeah.
I think another. So they committed one this weekend. We'll get to him in a second. They're bringing in some offensive linemen. They got to get a lot of them in this class. But another, Demario Adamum. Don't even pretend to know how to pronounce his last name. Out of Duluth, Georgia. He visited this weekend. He's down to Georgia, Florida, and Ole Miss. Like the rankings, like everything, the way this is going. Then tight end Mike Tyler out of South Carolina. Columbia, the new tight end coach at Ole Miss, Joe Cox, first person he went and watched during the evaluation period here in May. So he's returning to visit. Mike is to Ole Miss. He was in this past weekend, 6'4", 225, another player. And then another player on flip watch that I feel like in the end, if you're wondering who the quarterback is going to be in this class, I predict it's Deuce Knight. He's at a George Counter. Chuck, he's big, 6'5", 210, out of high school. He's committed to Notre Dame, but I think when it's all said and done, he'll be a Rebel.
And it's Good, Bad, and Ugly time, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered. As you want, you can call them at 644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
I tell you this before we get started with the Good, Bad, and Ugly. Anybody that was on Nick Saban's staff that's now – at Ole Miss, they are recruiting machines.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They were trained right. Good. Well, this isn't good. It's great. Ole Miss sprinter Mackenzie Long won two individual national titles, as Gary and Yancey both told you, last Saturday in NCAA track and field finals, taking home gold in the 100 and 200. And she was also a leg on the winning 4x100 Ole Miss women's team. It's spectacular stuff. The women finished fifth in the nation off the strength of Long, and Long also ran the fastest 200-meter time in the world this year. A poster on the Ole Miss Spirit message board stated he thought it was the greatest individual one-day effort in Ole Miss sports history, and I'd have to agree. I can't think of one any better. Football recruiting's moving right along with more commitments weekly, as Yancey just explained. And I had a long talk this morning with Rebel running back Ulysses Bentley IV, and everything is good with him from his off-season toe surgery. He said he's back running full speed and has been clocked at 20 miles an hour, which is just shy of an antelope, I think. bad and ugly, I don't have anything now that baseball's finished. It's all good right now. It's all good.
Chuck, when the Deion Smith, is he already reported?
No.
He has not. When does he get here?
He's still got to finish his stuff up academically, but he's on schedule to do it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. We'll be back next Monday.
Howdy, toddy.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.